Now, if you want to know God's plan for your life, ask Him to show it to you. According to the promise of Jesus, He will reveal His plan in answer to prayer. On the other hand, if you're not interested enough to pray about it, do not expect God to impose the knowledge of His will against your willingness to receive. A discussion of the will of God for your personal life probably raises the question, how can I know it and do it? Perhaps your dilemma is the same as faced by the Apostle Paul when he said, "To will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." God does not lift you without help at this point. Here are some suggestions in answer to the question, how can I know God's will? First, accept the fact that God has a specific and detailed plan for you. It is strange how many Christians believe God had a plan for Abraham or Moses or Paul, but that He has no plan for them personally. Now, do not be concerned about whether God has a plan for you. He has. Let your concern be with knowing and doing His will. Tell yourself that God has a plan for your life and that the most important matter in your life is to live according to His plan. Now, this will make you serious in your quest and faithful in your obedience. You are dealing with God, not man, in this matter. Second, have an honest willingness to do God's will. There will be no answer to one who seeks from idle curiosity, but information is available to a sincere seeker. Jesus said, "If any man will do His will, he shall know." God honors honesty. Be available to Him, and you will be directed by Him. Knowledge without commitment generates vain pride. Wouldn't it elevate a man to go about telling others what God's will is? But God's purpose is that He be glorified in all things. Now, He knows whether we will be faithful. He knows whether we will obey. And each one who is willing to live by God's plan will know God's plan for his life. Third, follow the leading of divine providence. God uses many ways to show His will. Sometimes you will find a door opened in a certain direction of life and a door closed in another direction. Do not fight against the closed door. Go the direction God opens to you. This is a sure way that you can know His will. This principle is clearly seen in the experience of the Apostle Paul and his missionary party, as recorded in Acts chapter 16. Paul was on his second missionary journey. He visited churches established on his first mission tour into southern Asia Minor. The proposed course for the second mission tour was north and east into what is now northeast Turkey. But they were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in that area. So passing by the province of Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. It seemed at every turn they met a closed door. Finally, their course brought them to Troas, where Paul received a vision with an invitation, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." Now, Macedonia was across the Aegean Sea. Paul's ministry and the Christian gospel had been confined to the continent of Asia up to that point. But God wanted to plant the gospel in Europe. Therefore, He closed the doors to the journey to the northeast and sent Paul and his party to the northwest instead. So by turning from closed doors and entering opened doors, they found God's will. Now, do not make the tragic mistake of trying to open doors God has closed. On the contrary, follow the leading of divine providence as one way to know and do God's will for your life. A fourth suggestion, ask God to show you His will. Prayer is always effective in knowing the will of God. He will answer prayer addressed to this need as readily as any other petition. Listen to His promise recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, underscoring the personal pronouns. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. God will show you His will in answer to prayer. Jesus promised, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now, if you want to know God's plan for your life, ask Him to show it to you. According to the promise of Jesus, He will reveal His plan in answer to prayer. On the other hand, if you're not interested enough to pray about it, do not expect God to impose the knowledge of His will against your willingness to receive. Fifth, follow God's Word. The will of God is always in harmony with the Word of God. Therefore, keep close to the Bible. Do not expect the Bible to give specific detail about each incident in your life. It will not. It rather contains spiritual principles which give guidance. But as you study the Bible, the Holy Spirit will interpret the Word to you so that you can see the application of these spiritual principles to your own personal situation. In this way, the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit will enable you to know God's will. Stay close to the Bible. A sixth suggestion, expect peace of mind when you are doing God's will. Philippians 4 and verse 7 records the promise that the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep the hearts and minds of those who keep their lives rightly related to God through humble prayer. Expect His peace to umpire in your heart as you walk in His way. Now this does not mean your circumstances will always be pleasant. It does mean that your heart will always be at rest in the assurance that God is pleased having put you in the place where you are serving Him. The way to know and do God's will for your life is excellently summarized in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Here is the secret of doing God's will. Examine it carefully. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Carry trust to the point where it takes possession of your inmost being. Trust God to direct you as you would engage a taxi in a strange city, and trust the driver to deliver you safely to the correct address. Reserve no self-will at all. Trust God alone. Lean not unto thine own understanding. You cannot trust your own judgment, since your understanding is darkened as a consequence of human depravity. So thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh the arm his flesh, whose heart departeth from the Lord. Do what God directs, no matter how attractive the alternative may be. You will learn it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Make the Lord Jesus the center of your life. Let all matters revolve around Him. When joys come, look to Him and give thanks. When sorrows come, look to Him and find solace. Do nothing apart from consideration of His will for you. The promise is, He shall direct thy paths. Blessed assurance. He, God Himself, shall, positive assurance, direct, detailed direction, thy personal relationship, paths, daily direction. Memorize Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths.